Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
It's Jason Cage from Mix 96.5 for Eye on Houston with my good friend, special guest Dennis Aerosmith is here.
We go way back.
Applause button.
Oh, yeah.
From the Houston Grand Opera.
Well, thanks for having us on. I've been a part of the Houston Grand Opera family for about 16 years as a performer, as an administrator, and now my new role as a children's book author.
There it is.
Yeah, it's really exciting. I've gotten to flex many artistic muscles over the years, but this is the first time I've been given the opportunity of actually writing a book. And it's been a great process. It's been really invigorating and exciting. And I can't wait to share my book with Houston and beyond.
So do they come to you and they go, hey, by the way, I know you got so much going on, but can you please write a book for us? Or what was the,
Well, one of our really generous and fabulous patrons, Connie Kwan Wong, she kind of had the idea that Houston Grand Opera really needed its own children's book. So my boss, Carlene, suggested to me, why don't you write this book? And I jumped at the opportunity. I had found this story about an armadillo who wanted to sing. It's a Bolivian folktale, actually. And I found it while looking for inspiration for the other program I manage, which is called Opera to Go. Opera to Go brings 45-minute operas into schools, libraries, community centers. And so I'm always looking for new stories that we can tell through that. And I found this great story, but I decided that an opera about someone who can't sing is difficult.
Yeah.
You know, how do you have a character who can't sing? It's tricky. So I kind of had it tucked away in the back of my mind. And when the idea for this book came up, I just thought it would be perfect.
How cool is that? So you've written songs before, but you've never actually gotten into the...
Tougher or harder than writing a song? Well, this...
Or easier or tougher, I should say.
It was great. I don't want to say it was easy, but... It took about 2 months to get all the words down. It's written in, rhyming couplets, which was super fun. It's more difficult than you might think to find words that rhyme with opera, but,
Flopera, yeah, Oprah.
Actually, it's funny. A lot of times people do confuse Opera to Go with Oprah to Go, and they're very disappointed when they don't get free cars at our performances, but, they get, beautiful opera instead. I had a great time writing it, and then it took about a year and a half to get the illustrations and the book actually produced.
Did you do the illustrations too? Because that's
what
Absolutely we were just talking
not. About. No, like. I cannot draw nice. To save my life. The illustrator was brought to us through Connie. His name is Edward Hakobian, and he did a great job of making this beautiful, rich, textured watercolor imagery that is what I wanted.
Yeah, really, it's a gorgeous book. Lots of little stuff for your kids to go, ooh, and point at things, which is what my kid always likes to do. So this was, you kind of touched on that. So HGO, Houston Grand Opera, it's a separate thing from what HGO Co. is. So the Co.'s kind of...
Well, the HGO Co. is a department within Houston Grand Opera. We're all one big company, but our department focuses on education and community initiatives. So this book is just a tiny part of all the programming that we do. But it's a very important part, reaching the young kids and the new audiences out there. Armadillo's Dream, the name of the book, will become a part of our storybook opera program, which is aimed at really the youngest kids, primarily pre-K through second grade. And it's a singing storyteller that comes and spends about 30 minutes with the intimate audience, bringing a storybook to life using bits of singing and just showing them what opera singers can do. This book in particular is opera themed. It's about, an armadillo that dreams of singing. And in this version, he actually becomes a prop used on stage in the opera, The Pearl Fishers, which HGO is producing this season.
Oh, nice.
And that is not a coincidence.
Kind of got some a little bit of heavy themes in this book in a good way. It's got some action. You got a storm that comes through. It all takes place here, kind of local Houston, right?
So yes, I took the story and transferred it to Houston. The armadillo's name is Sandy, and I dedicated this book to Sandra Bernhardt, who was the original founder of HGO Co., who I worked with, and she passed away several years ago. So it's just kind of an homage to her and all of her wonderful work at HGO. But, as the story progresses, the armadillo meets all these other creatures who basically say, no, no, you can't sing. And Sandy just says, nope, I'm going to do it, and keeps soldiering on along the bayou. He lives on Buffalo Bayou, of course.
Of course.
And then, yeah, this big storm comes. Sandy falls asleep, and in his dream, he gets transformed, and his shell floats down the bayou, gets pulled in through the opera stage door. As you may or may not know, Houston Grand Opera is located in the Wortham, which is right on the banks of the bayou, and gets pulled inside and used on stage. And I wrote this book, the text, back in December, as like a year and a half ago. This was pre-Harvey.
Yeah.
So it's kind of eerily coincidental.
Oh, wow. Oh, well, I thought this was surely inspired after the facts.
I did it before, and... not that Houston is unused to storms and hurricanes, but Harvey in particular really turned our city upside down, and the opera. We have just recently moved back into the Wortham, so it's kind of a nice homecoming that way, but also to have this book that celebrates it in a different way.
Sure. So you can collect all, what, you see, five in the series that's going to be happening. It's a beautiful book, by the way. It's very, very fun to read.
It's a standalone book, but we have four other storybooks that we already have been using that are opera themed. They're Opera Cat. You know, they're all kind of, about, not all, but they're, a lot of them are about animals that sing. And so it all works together nicely.
But it'll all, of course, be acted out live, you said, coming up in the series.
Yeah, I will be doing the first few myself. And I've been trying to set up a bunch of fun free performances around the city, including the Houston Arboretum. I'm in talks with Brazos Bookstore, the Children's Museum, places like that. All the details can be found on our website, hgo.org, of all these great free performances that we're sort of trying to introduce the book to Houston. Because it's something that HGO has never done before.
Yeah,
so.
I love it. It's a great extension of the, if you're a fan of the opera yourself, you want to get your kids into it somehow in kind of a sneaky way to introduce them, this is a great way to do it. The website, one more time, so you can buy the books there. I'm assuming you can buy them directly at the opera as well.
Yeah, we'll be selling them at our boutique, which is before every performance. We're working on getting it lined up to sell online, and the website is hgo.org.
Dennis Arrowsmith from Houston Grand Opera. Thanks, man.
Thank you so much for having us. We're really excited about this project.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.